Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, in the news today, I'm still looking up whether you can get a purple M&M. I don't think you can. I mean, I think you could special order one. You know, if I were making little ones for Fred's birthday or whatever. Happy birthday, Fred. Then I could special. Oh, yeah, you can special order them with different names and messages on them.
I didn't know that. You can? You really can?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think I could do that.
Relatives that got their face on one.
Here's the CNN story.
Yeah, Fred, I would. That's cool.
The CNN story's got to be about the wokest out there. So because the headline is, the purple M&M is here, but not the way you might think. Earlier this year, Mars shocked the internet when it unveiled new looks for his M&M characters. Gone were the Green's iconic go-go boots, replaced by sneakers. Online, mayhem ensued. I don't remember all that. Purple peanut.
Here it is.
Doesn't wear high heels.
M&M's introduces purple character, but no new candy color. Yep. She's just a character.
Yeah, this is what it says.
She's going to be herself.
This is so dumb. Every second I think about it, it becomes more dumb. This doesn't mean that a purple M&M is coming to bags of peanut M&Ms, however. The new character will appear in stores, on the M&M's website, and on some limited edition packaging. All customers will be able to buy purple M&Ms online, an option that was already available. I didn't know that.
Special order. Special order.
Regular bag of peanut M&Ms.
Correct.
You're out of luck.
Yes.
They can't virtue signal in all the bags of M&Ms. That's something that's going to limit them financially. They can only virtue signal in certain areas.
95 years ago today in 1927, Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run of the season. Can you believe that was 95 years ago? He held the single-season home run record for 34 years until who broke it in 1961? Mark Reardon.
I think that was Roger Maris.
That is correct.
I just think it's hilarious how we're acting like in all the Aaron Judge coverage, they're never mentioning McGuire and Sosa at all.
And I think they're slipping in the word American League.
That's interesting.
Oh, I see. I'm not taking away anything from Aaron Judge. I think it's incredible. It's great. But
what I find really cool is that Roger Maris hit his 61st home run in 1961.
And
61 years later is when Aaron Judge did it.
Oh. Interesting. Oh, Fred. Ooh.
That's like, isn't that some of that like numerology stuff out there? Is that what you do, Fred?
No.
No,
will you do a reading for me?
Listen, he is reading his 5 to 6 Gilligan's Island books. He has no time for you. And 62 years ago, this one has music. In 1960, this show premiered on ABC.
Oh my God! This is the second greatest show of all time with Gilligan's Island. It was the Flintstones and Gilligan's Island, honestly. And I'm so happy as a father that my daughter, I turned it on one Saturday morning when I think Becky was out of town, and I turned on Amazon or no HBO. I think HBO Max has them all, and she loves it.
Good.
Which is great.
How can you not? That's where the Fruity Pebbles come from, Fred. You understand?
Oh yeah, I love it.
I love it. All right, so that was 62 years ago today, the Flintstones on ABC. It's kind of, you still know these songs.
That doesn't sound like the, or maybe that is the original theme.
Probably.
I'm going to need to put some of my computer passwords to this music so I can remember them.
Yes!
I don't forget
Fred!
These words.
Yes!
Oh,
you're right. If you set it to music, you can remember.
Yeah.
You're right, from the town of Bedrock. All right. McDonald's is selling, what were you going to say, Mark?
Oh, I'm just going to suggest Gazoo 1234 exclamation point would be a good,
a good one.
Password for you
Gazoo,
there.
Gazoo 12 exclamation. What is that?
How
you don't
do
remember
you spell
Kazoo?
It?
Oh, uh-uh.
You don't remember? Well, then you were not watching.
Is that
enough.
The bird?
How do you spell it? No. I don't know how you would spell it.
K-A-Z-O-O, Abby. Kazoo
was
the
little... Oh, I always thought it was with a G. Like the zoo.
Oh, no.
Not kazoo.
Okay, now we got to...
No, it is K. I think Reardon is right. I really do.
Kazoo.
Let us see it. This is what we spend our time on.
The kazoo is the... That's the instrument.
Kazoo's an instrument.
You might be right.
It's the flute...
It is
bird.
Kazoo, and I didn't even... It's the great kazoo. Thank you, Abby. Oh, my God.
Thank goodness.
G-A-Z... All right, Fred, let me correct your password. G-A-Z-O-O-1-2-3-4, exclamation point.
Gazoo, right. Thank Got you. It. 1 point to Abby.
Woo. Okay. I think I just completely disqualified myself from any expertise of the Flintstones by misspelling... I even pronounced it right to begin with, and I think I second-guessed myself. The first time I said it was gazoo. By the way, this is something I don't know if I even knew until now. You know who voiced the great kazoo?
No.
No.
Harvey Korman.
Oh, of course. Wow, that's awesome.
I didn't know that.
And Abby's saying, who in the world is Harvey Korman?
Well, but at least I've seen the Flintstones, right?
Yes. That's absolutely true. That's good parenting. McDonald's is selling Happy Meals for adults next month. And yes, you do get a toy. Adult Happy Meals hit the menu next Monday. Now, there are two types you can get. One with a Big Mac, fries, and a drink, and one with a 10-piece McNugget. For toys, McDonald's has partnered with a fashion brand called Cactus Plant Flea Market. Anyone?
That doesn't sound good.
Well, you get one of four figurines, Fred. You can get the Hamburglar, Grimace, Birdie, and a new one named, quote, Cactus Buddy. They're like old-school McDonald's toys, but with four eyes. They're marketing them as Happy Meals for adults, but they're technically called Cactus Plant Flea Market Meal Boxes, which just rolls off the tongue. And they'll run through October. Here's the thing. I have a thing for Grimace. I love Grimace. I may actually get one of these so that I can get a Grimace toy. I am not that interested in a Cactus Buddy, but perhaps someone else is. By the way, the latest music artist to sell their catalog, this has a little bit of music there, Mark, is the members of this band.
Oh, I like this song,
too. Me too. I picked it.
Oh, good choice. Thank you. Yeah. Genesis, right?
Yep.
How much did they get?
300 mil.
That's about right, considering where other people have been.
This is for their songs as individuals as well as the group. So to be clear, early Genesis member Peter Gabriel was not part of this deal. His music is not in it. But, you know, they had 15 Genesis studio albums. Phil Collins had 8 solo records. Mike Rutherford was Mike and the Mechanics. And all of that is in there. Even Tony Banks had some solo albums, although I don't think I'm not aware of what they were named or what they are. Side note, they estimate that Phil Collins, just publishing royalties over a year, about $6 million. Not too shabby.
Oh, my.
Not too shabby. And Bruce Willis sold his image rights to an artificial intelligence company called DeepCake. Now, they made a digital twin of him using content from Die Hard and The Fifth Element, and that can be used for future film projects. Isn't that interesting?
That kind of hurts my head.
I think so you can see a fake Bruce Willis show up.
Is there an NFT
up.
Of that?
Oh, my gosh. And finally, it's Susan. I should wrap it up, right? Because I don't know more.
I'm not really paying any attention.
All right, then I'll get more.
You can do a couple more.
Okay, why not?
I'm still so confused about the purple M&M. I just got to tell you.
Okay, Gazoo.
They're not going to give you one. The end. You could go on and order one. Is that what you're worried about?
I think it's the dumbness of it. But yeah,
there's no figuring that out. If you are looking for some TV to watch this weekend. Okay, tonight on Apple Plus, and they're going to talk about it coming up, The Greatest Beer Run Ever with Zac Efron. He's the guy who decides to go to Vietnam, track down his buddies, and personally hand them a beer at the height of the anti-war protests. It's based on a true story. And Bill Murray and Russell Crowe are in it.
I
think we've all been dying to see this on Disney Plus, Mark. Hocus Pocus 2. Huh?
I am dying to see it. I am so excited.
Oh, Abby, God love you.
Abby. Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Okay, why?
I love the original Hocus Pocus movie. and I didn't know it was happening until Sue mentioned it, like, what, a week ago or something?
Sue's news, very informative.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm just excited. That's also the day I learned that Sarah Jessica Parker was in it. Never recognized her.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, Bette Midler's coming back. So is Sarah and Kathy. And they return as the Sanderson sisters when someone else conjures them with a black flame Campbell candle for Halloween. So you can watch that tonight.
1993 was when that movie was out.
I keep seeing social media posts from Sarah Jessica Parker with her twin daughter. I guess they're not. Are they twins? I think they are. Going to the premiere of this. So they've been talking about it all week. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. I have so many. Let's do this. Woodrow Wilson's wedding was catered by a young chef. A chef named Ettore Beodare, who would go on to create Chef Boyardee.
Mm.
And he was Woodrow Wilson's wedding caterer. Isn't that interesting?
That's really good.
Whoa. That's a good one.
I eat like a president.
Yes, you do.
And my daughter does on a regular basis. Let me tell you something. That's a good one. All right, wrapping up Sue's news. You mentioned that movie, Paul Hall with Common Guy Films. Going to fill us in next. Cusimano later in the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.